So either big number of people see, among them, there are, let us say, 100 people have seen the moon, and among the 100 there are 5-6 who are just, and the rest are good people, and maybe 50 are trustworthy, another 40 are good people, 5 are unknown, and 5 are adil, for example. So when you collect views, then you get assurance, and you will come under category number 2, that you get assurance that the moon is sighted, because in different areas, different places, the people, not in one area, sometimes in one area 100 people will see they are in one place. So if there is any cause for mistake, naturally all have seen it by mistake. Now if the moon to be seen, why other areas nobody is there? It has to be seen in different areas. But now if you from many areas, let us say in Dubai, some people in Jumeirah have seen it, some people in Deir have seen it, some people in Rashidi have seen the moon, some people in Sharjah, some in Abu Dhabi. Even if 4, 5, 2, 1 in each place. But then it is unlikely that all these people have done a mistake. If they are trustworthy or if they are just, it is unlikely all have done a mistake. Because they were in different places with different circumstances. So this is the third way. The fourth way, that 30 days passes from the first day of the month of Sha'ban. Naturally, there is no month more than 30 days, so the day after 30 days is definitely day of Ramadan. And if 30 days of Ramadan month has passed, naturally, the day after that will be the first day of Shawwal and will be Eid of Ramadan. Here it's called Ikmal Iddah. So the month is either 29, which is incomplete month, or 30 days, which is complete month. Now if the month is complete, naturally the day after that is beginning of the next month. The fifth or fifth way, if a hakim al-shar, the marja or a mujtahid, he gives a fatwa, a hukum, an issue, decree, that tomorrow is the first day of the month, or tomorrow is the Eid. So everyone should follow the decree of the marja, whether he is doing taqleed of this marja or he is not doing of his taqleed. Because the judgment of the mujtahid is accepted by all. I mean, this is according to Ayatollah Al-Faizani. Ayatollah Khoi, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say that the decree of the marja or of the mujtahid here is not wajib for everyone to follow, because this is not a matter that for the marja to say about it. If the people get assurance, then they will come under category number 2, assurance. If they are not assured, it is not wajib for them to follow the decree of the marja. Now we come beginning of the month by saying of the astrologist, will it be proved? He said, if somebody gets knowledge definitely that what they say is right, yes, it can be. But if he is not sure and is not definite about what they say, he cannot accept their view. Because many of the astrologists, when they say, they contradict each other. So definitely it shows that their knowledge may not be exact, may not be true. And we see in the newspapers, some of the astrologers say the moon will be seen in Monday, for example. Others will say that it can be seen only in Tuesday. So now, we don't know which one is right. This shows that their knowledge is not a definite knowledge. Now, if in one place they have seen the moon, and in another city where they are very far from each other, and they don't have the similar sunset time, is not approved. Now, whether both they should follow each other or not, according to late Ayatollah Khoi, he said, if it is approved in one area, then all the countries who have common night with them, they have to break the fast as well. But according to Ayatollah Al-Faizani and also Ayatollah, late Ayatollah Mahsan Al-Hakim and some other Maraji, said no. Only those countries or those towns who are on the same line, longitudinal line, then they can break the fast or start the fast. And those who are far from them, they should not follow them. They follow the moon of their own town. If it is seen, yes. If it cannot be seen, then they cannot follow it. Will not be sighted. It is known in geography, and usually the nearby areas, let's say Dubai and Oman and Qatar and Bahrain, is living nearby. But now India is far, Pakistan and Dubai is far. Iran is in north, is in many areas of Iran, maybe of the same longitudinal line. Like Bandar Abbas is nearby, because they are just north nearby. The countries in east or in west usually have far, but those who are on north or south of our country will usually have similar lines. No, there is part of the night is shared. For example, if the moon is approved in London, now between London and Dubai there is a common night, 3 or 4 hours difference. But if the moon approves in Los Angeles in America, there is 14 hours difference between us and Los Angeles. In 14 hours there is no common night. For us becomes morning, and for them is still sunset has just started, and for us is the morning. So there is no common night between us. So that shows there is no common night.
And in India, Pakistan, Iran?
Yeah, these are, if they are 4, 5, 6 hours, 8 hours time difference, naturally the night is more than 8 hours. Well, not always after, you know. It depends. If it is sighted, then everybody will start. If it is doubtful, then here comes the difference. Because as we said in number 2, if you have seen, and if one gets assurance, then he can sight. Otherwise, if he is not assured of what they say, then he cannot sight the moon. He cannot say the moon is sighted when there is no assurance. When there is a claim that some people have seen it in such and such country. Now, I don't know who are these people and how far they are trustworthy, how far they are adil, and whether their views were completely studied, that what they say is similar thing, and so on. So I don't know what has happened. Two people in Tanzania have seen the moon, then it is sighted there. Now, I cannot trust blindly. Now, if I know the alim there, and I know he is very straight, and that alim is precise in these matters, and usually they say there is a big number of people, and in some other countries also the people are sent. So I say, yes, okay, in so many countries the moon is sighted, though every country 4 or 5 people, not thousands or hundreds, but in so many places, and there are so many alim among them, so that will give assurance. So here again depends. There is no Shia. Shia when a huge number of people will see, it's called Shia. All the people will see, almost all, many of the people. And we say Shia mufid bil ilm. Again, that type of Shia, when people see it, if I really trust that, Now, if some people are moved by the same reason, somebody tells them, go and say we have seen, and suddenly you find 1,000 people all come and claim they have seen, who are these people are not known, naturally you doubt that there is some political reason behind it. So this is not Shia. They say, al-Shia al-Mufid lil-ilm. Such type of Shia which gives you assurance, gives you knowledge. So it comes again under the category number two. We said when certain people see it and you get some sort of assurance that what they say is right. It can't be that all these people are liars. I mean, obviously there is no political reason, there is no sectarian reason, there is no other reason. So, I mean, but in case there is possibility that somebody paid them money, somebody ordered them, somebody told them, then naturally you cannot trust that. Even if 1,000 people come, you know that they came and what they say is not true. That is part of hypocrisy for certain reasons behind it. الحمد لله رب العالمين